Eren.
All right. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to the Fairies concert. Now, who's heard of the Fairies? This is them. It was very exciting. Not. It was late November, and I went because my friend had won tickets, and we went over to Bathurst and saw this concert with her daughters. And I was really surprised that they openly told the children that Christmas is a time for getting presents. There was no mention of Jesus or the wise men, the stable, or anything that we associate with Christmas. Now, yes, Christmas is a time for giving, and that means it is a time for shopping. And ever since the wise men from the east showed up at the stable carrying gold, frankincense, and myrrh, people have been exchanging gifts at Christmas. Now, of course, it's much more complicated today than it was for the wise men. For one thing, they don't have to contend with people trying to get a parking spot at the plaza, do they? They don't have to contend with the shops full of people going from store to store, desperately searching for the latest it item to give. The Magi didn't have to worry about sizes or colours or return policies, because there were no razor scooters in those days, there were no Barbies and no robot dogs. There was just plain old gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, this year, like every year, millions of people, both children and adults, will open millions of gifts. Some won't fit, some will be the wrong colour, and many will be exchanged or returned or sold on eBay. But there's one gift that meets the need. So there's one gift that meets the needs, everyone's need, and it's a gift that will never wear out, never break, or never need repairing. A gift that is appropriate for a small child, a teenager, an adult, or even a senior adult. You know, boy or girl, man or woman, it makes no difference. It's a gift we all need, and it's the most valuable gift of all, and it's the baby in the manger. The one that this whole season is about. Now, at Christmas time, we celebrate the fact that God gave us the gift of his own Son, Jesus Christ, so that through faith in him we could be forgiven for our sins and have eternal life. Just as John 3:16, which is Bev's favourite verse. So Bev, do you want to read this out? Bev, do you want to read this out? It's your favourite verse. She's not listening. Do you want to read this out because it's your favourite verse? Great, thanks. So this morning I want to make three points about this indescribable, priceless gift. The first is that the gift is Jesus Christ himself. Now the gift God offers us is to know Christ, to know him as a friend, to have fellowship with him, to have a relationship with him. The gift God offers us is to be known and loved by Christ. John 15, verse 15 says, I no longer call you servants. This is Jesus talking. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And then John 17, verse 3. Jim, do you want to read this one out? So I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you received this gift? Do you have this kind of relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know him as a friend? Is he someone you can talk with, confide in, and seek counsel from? Do you feel at ease in his presence, like you would with a close friend? Or do you feel like you have to rush around cleaning up your spiritual house before you can welcome him in? Well, if the answer is no, if you don't have this kind of relationship with Christ, well, the good news is that you can. All you have to do is ask. Come to him in prayer, confess your sins, ask his forgiveness, ask him into your heart. That's all you have to do. Maybe you've never heard the Christian life described in this way before. Perhaps it sounds a little strange to talk about spending time with Jesus as if we were here as a flesh and blood person, you know, someone you could see or hear or touch. Well, no, it's not like that. We don't claim to see visions or hear voices, but that doesn't make our fellowship with him any less real. Christ is present with us. His Spirit lives in us. And he speaks to us through the Bible, and we speak to him through prayer. 1 John 1 verse 3 says, "We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." People sometimes think of Christianity as nothing but a set of burdensome responsibilities. You know, doing things you'd rather not do. Like going to church when you'd rather be at home reading the Sunday paper. Some people see the Christian life as a lot of rules, a lot of do's and don'ts, and they're mainly don'ts. Or if they view Christianity more positively, they might see it primarily in terms of the benefits it can bring. Things like improved relationships, stronger marriages, guidance in raising children, and emotional strength to deal with difficult circumstances. And that's true, but even that misses the mark. The essence of Christianity isn't rules or do's or don'ts or even blessings. The essence of Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, yet the Christian life does bring many benefits, like joy and peace and hope. But they all come through Christ and they all flow from our relationship with him. You know, your greatest gift to your children isn't a few boxes wrapped in coloured paper on Christmas or their birthday. The most valuable thing you can offer them is a relationship. Your love and care, your time and attention, your commitment to always be there when they need you. Do you agree with that? Everything else flows from that. And in the same way, God's greatest gift to us is a relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship with him through Jesus. The second thing about the gift is that it has great value. Although there is truly nothing more desirable than knowing Christ, many people just can't see it. Their eyes haven't been opened. They look into the manger and they don't see a king. They don't see the Saviour of the world. They don't see the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, as the Hallelujah Chorus puts it. They don't see anything special at all because they don't have eyes of faith. All they can see is an ordinary human being. And so they pass by the child in the manger and instead seek after the gold, the frankincense and the myrrh that's sitting on the side. They don't want the baby, they want the presents. Which do you value more? The toys and trinkets of this life that will all eventually crumble to dust, a relationship with Jesus Christ that will last forever? Matthew 13, verses 44 to 46, tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had bought and bought that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything he had, and bought it. Knowing Christ is worth more than anything else of this world. In fact, knowing Christ is worth more than everything else in this world. We will never be disappointed by him. He is that treasure. He is that pearl of great value. God's gift to us, this child in the manger, is worth more than anything else we could ever possess. Does your life reflect that truth? Do you know him? Are you seeking him? 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. The third thing about the gift is that it must be received. It's available to everyone, but God doesn't force it on anyone. We have to receive it. We have to take the package and open the box and accept it as our own. We each have to make the decision to receive Christ, Jesus Christ, into our lives. John 1 verse 12 says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God." Not all who heard about him or agreed with his teachings. Not all who attend church. Not all who tried to follow the golden rule. But all who receive him. Some people imagine that God's love has to be earned. That we have to do something to deserve his forgiveness. That we have to somehow be good enough to merit his acceptance. But a gift you have to pay for is no gift at all. Imagine giving a gift to your family and after they've opened it, they turn around and gave you the money for it. How offended would you be? Now, maybe you opened that gift years ago, but lately it's been sitting on the shelf. You've been too busy or too distracted or too hurting to give Christ the time and attention you know he deserves. Or maybe for you that gift is still under the tree, wrapped and ready to be opened. My appeal to you this morning is this. Don't leave Christ on the shelf. Don't leave him under the tree. Take him into your heart and give him your life. That gift from God has a tag with your name on it. And what better time than Christmas to renew your commitment to Christ? Or what better time than Christmas to begin a new life of fellowship with Jesus Christ? A new life of joy and peace and love. We're going to listen to a song now as a reflection time. This is "Mary, Did You Know?" Did you know that the gift that you were giving to the world in your son and all the things that he was going to do? While we just listen to this song, I encourage you that if God's speaking to you today, he wants you to take that gift off the shelf or to come and open it, to come forward for prayer and someone will come and pray with you.